a cancer charity, which you know very well, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, the Komen Race for the Cure. They're based out of Dallas. They now say that they are stopping giving any money to Planned Parenthood. They're severing all ties with Planned Parenthood because, as they put it, they don't give any money to organizations that are under investigation. Congress right now, Republicans in Congress, are investigating Planned Parenthood. They say that federal funding may have been used for abortion. So, of course, the abortion debate front and center. Once again, joining me to talk about this, you always hear both sides on News 92 FM, is Kyleen Wright with Texans for Life and also Jeff Berg. Good morning, Kyleen. And also Jeff Berg, who is a liberal commentator at PartisanGridlock.com. Kyleen, let me go to you first. I saw where a lot of pro-life organizations were saying it's a big win. What do you think?
It is a big win. It's a big chink in Planned Parenthood's armor. And, of course, the investigation is about more than, you know, how they spent their grant monies as far as abortion, but it's relative to whether or not their practices are legal with regard to being complicit in covering up statutory rape and sex trafficking.
Jeff, what do you think?
Well, it's very obviously, it's a politically motivated witch hunt against Planned Parenthood because right-wingers just don't like the fact that Planned Parenthood, 3% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion services. And this could hardly be described as a principled stand by the Komen Foundation. I mean, Komen Foundation says, as you pointed out, Scott, that this is because there is an investigation ongoing. It didn't say because they disagree with what Planned Parenthood does. This is not a principled stand. It's not a matter of conscience. It's something that they did because they were caving in to pressure, to political pressure. It has nothing to do with what the organization is all about.
Well, Kyleen, what do you make of that? And let me throw this in here, too. You know, that what the Komen Foundation has done over the years is give them money, but it's earmarked for, you know, things like breast exams to make sure that women who don't have monetary resources to go get that on their own or don't have insurance or they need a little bit of help, that they can get those much-needed exams. What do you say about it?
Well, the exams, you know, Planned Parenthood had only admitted that it wasn't doing mammograms last year when they were caught and exposed on social media. They've always told us they were doing mammograms. They only do mammogram referrals. They don't have any mammogram machines. They do the same kind of exams women are taught to do in the shower at a very young age and then refer for a mammogram. And we have any healthcare provider can do that, and we do have some resources for low-income women to get that. But every woman learns early on how to do a self-breast exam. So it's just more dishonesty. But, you know, pro-lifers are making huge gains, and part of it is we've got the numbers. We're picking up new converts all the time. And we, you can see that in the Roe v. Wade marches. Mm-hmm. We had 500,000 people actually come out in cold rain in D.C.
Oh, that's irrelevant.
1,000 online.
Well, let's get back on point here, and I want to ask Jeff, I want to ask you the specific question, which is that you have to imagine there are people who give money to the Komen Foundation who have no idea that some of that money would end up at Planned Parenthood. I want to have you answer that coming up here on News 92 FM. We're talking to Jeff Berg and Kyleen Wright. It is 9:19.